Chris is a senior news writer for Collider. He can be found in an IMAX screen, with his eyes watering and his ears bleeding for his own pleasure. He joined the news team in 2022 and accidentally fell upwards into a senior position despite his best efforts. For reasons unknown, he enjoys analyzing box office receipts, giant sharks, and has become known as the go-to man for all things Bosch, Mission, Impossible, and Christopher Nolan in Collider's news division. Recently, he found himself yeehawing along to the Dutton saga on the Yellowstone Ranch. He is proficient in sarcasm, wit, Photoshop, and working unfeasibly long hours. Amongst his passions sit the likes of the history of the Walt Disney Company, the construction of theme parks, steam trains, and binge-watching Gilmore Girls with a coffee that is just hot enough to scald him. His obsession with the Apple TV Plus series Silo is the subject of mockery within the senior news channel, where his feelings about Taylor Sheridan's work are enough to make his fellow writers roll their eyes. Psychological thrillers thrive on uncertainty, unreliable perspectives, and the creeping suspicion that neither the protagonist nor the audience fully understands what is happening. Few filmmakers have played with that uncertainty quite like Martin Scorsese did back in 2010, turning an isolated psychiatric hospital into the setting for one of the more unsettling mysteries of his career. Now, audiences are scratching their heads in utter bewilderment once again as it returns to a new streaming home. Shutter Island has officially returned to streaming after joining Paramount Plus on September 1, and it's arrived just in time for people to watch it again and go, "I swear I saw that coming." Based on Dennis Lehane's novel of the same name, the movie became one of Scorsese's biggest commercial successes. When U.S. Marshal Teddy Daniels, Leonardo DiCaprio, arrives at the asylum for the criminally insane on Shutter Island, what starts as a routine investigation quickly takes a sinister turn. As the investigation unfolds and Teddy uncovers more shocking and terrifying truths about the island, he learns there are some places that never let you go. The cast is filled with A-listers. Mark Ruffalo, Spotlight as Chuck All, Ben Kingsley Gandhi as Dr. Colley, Michelle Williams, The Fablemans as Dolor's Channel, Max von Sydow, The Exorcist, as Dr. Nehring, Emily Mortimer, The Newsroom, as Rachel Salando, Patricia Clarkson, Sharp Objects, as Rachel, and Jackie Earle Haley, Watchmen, as George Noyce. Collider. Collider Quiz. Collider exclusive sci-fi survival quiz. Which sci-fi world would you survive? The Matrix, Mad Max, Blade Runner, Dune, Star Wars. Five universes. Five completely different ways the future went wrong, or sideways, or up in flames. Only one of them is the world your instincts were built for. Eight questions will figure out which dystopia, galaxy, or desert wasteland you'd actually make it out of alive. Pill the Matrix. Fire Mad Max. Cloud Blade Runner. Dune. Rocket Star Wars. Question 1/8 Instinct. 1. You sense something is deeply wrong with the world around you. What do? The first instinct is often the truest one. Question 2/8 Resource. 2. In a world of scarcity, what resource do you guard most fiercely? What we protect reveals what we believe survival actually requires. Question 3/8 Threat. 3. What kind of threat keeps you up at night? Fear is useful data if you're honest about what you're actually afraid of. Question 4/8 Authority. 4. How do you deal with authority you don't trust? Every dystopia has a power structure. Your approach to it determines everything. Question 5/8 Environment. 5. Which environment could you actually endure long term? Survival isn't just tactical, it's physical, psychological, and very much about where you are. Question 6/8 Alliance. 6. Who do you want in your corner when things fall apart? The company you keep is the clearest signal of who you actually are. Question 7/8 Morality. 7. Where do you draw the line, if you draw one at all? Every survivor eventually faces a moment that tests what they're actually made of. Question 8/8 Purpose. 8. What would actually make survival worth it? Staying alive is one thing, having a reason to is another. Your fate has been calculated you'd survive in. Your answers point to the world your instincts were built for. This is the universe your temperament, your survival instincts, and your particular brand of stubbornness were made for. The resistance, Zion. The Matrix. You took the red pill a long time ago, probably before anyone offered it to you. You're a systems thinker who can't help but notice the seams in things. You're drawn to understanding how the system works before figuring out how to break it. You'd find the resistance, or it would find you. Your instinct for spotting constructed realities is the machine's worst nightmare. You function best when you have access to information and the freedom to act on it. The Matrix built an airtight prison. You'd be the one probing the walls for the door. The wasteland. Mad Max. The wasteland doesn't reward the clever or the well-connected. It rewards those who are hard to kill and harder to break. That's you. You don't need comfort, community, or a cause larger than the next horizon. You need a vehicle, a clear threat, and enough fuel to outrun it, and you're good at all three. You are unsentimental enough to survive that world, and decent enough, just barely, to be something more than another raider. In the wasteland, that distinction is everything. Los Angeles, 2049. Blade Runner. You'd survive here because you know how to exist in moral gray areas without losing yourself completely. You read people accurately, keep your circle small, and ask the questions others prefer not to answer. In a city where humanity is a legal designation rather than a feeling, you hold on to something that keeps you functional. You're not a hero, but you're not lost either. In Blade Runner's world, that distinction is everything. Arrakis. Dune. Arrakis is the most hostile environment in the known universe, and you are precisely the kind of person it rewards. Patience, discipline, and political awareness are your core strengths, and on Arrakis, they're survival tools. You understand that the long game matters more than any single victory. Others come to Dune and are consumed by it. You'd learn its logic and earn its respect. In time, you wouldn't just survive Arrakis, you begin to reshape it. A galaxy far, far away. Star Wars. The galaxy far, far away is vast, loud, and in a constant state of violent political upheaval, and you wouldn't have it any other way. You find meaning in being part of something larger than yourself, a cause, a crew, a rebellion. You'd gravitate toward the rebellion, or the fringes, or whatever pocket of the galaxy still believes the Empire's grip can be broken. You fight not because you have to, but because standing aside isn't something you're capable of. In Star Wars, that willingness is what makes all the difference. Shutter Island received mostly positive reviews and currently holds a 69% critic score on Rotten Tomatoes, alongside a higher 77% audience score. DiCaprio's performance, Scorsese's direction, and the movie's dark atmosphere were among its most praised elements. While at the Mutleplexes, the film was also a major box office success, earning approximately $295 million worldwide, against a reported $80 million production budget. It became Scorsese's highest-grossing movie at the time, before The Wolf of Wall Street eventually overtook it. The film's ending was also acclaimed, but sparked fierce debate as to what DiCaprio's character actually believed. To decide for yourself, well, you know what to do, folks. Shutter Island is streaming now on Paramount+. Teddy Daniels and Chuck All, two U.S. Marshals, are sent to an asylum on a remote island in order to investigate the disappearance of a patient, where Teddy uncovers a shocking truth about the place.